Pack those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Hello from the Caribbean island of Grenada. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, March 15th, 2025. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Well, you've heard us talking about it on air for a number of weeks now. And if you've been following our social media all week, or you heard the Monday through Friday 60-second daily travel commentaries that Mary and I do, well, you know that Mary and I, we have been traveling with show partner Seabourn all week for our big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. What a week it has been. Actually, this is our second Seabourn cruise in 3 weeks, Mary.
Which is a first for us.
Yeah, it absolutely
great.
Is.
Yeah.
Over the past 35 days, folks, we have experienced, I think, 15 different Caribbean islands. And as always, the Seabourn team makes these travels such a delight. They never disappoint. So we have such a great show ahead for all of you today over the 2 hours that we will be spending together as we transmit via satellite to our 600-plus weekly stations across the USA. We're going to be covering many facets of what awaits you when cruising in the Caribbean. And, you know, Mary, I was thinking as we prepared for today's broadcast, over the past 6 months, we have spent parts of four of them here on Seabourn Ovation.
We certainly have. Yeah. It's been great.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's been a good couple of months.
It has. You know, I know we're asked, you know, why we enjoy this cruise line so much. And with all the travel opportunities that we have and all the show partners that we have associated with this program, which is truly such a blessing, you know, I'd say spending parts of four of the past 6 months sailing with Seabourn, it's a pretty loud endorsement. We've got two more weeks coming later this year in August in Alaska. That trip will have show fans traveling with us, and we'll be aboard the Seabourn Quest.
We will indeed be aboard the Quest, and I'll get into the details in a minute. But I do, those of you who listen regularly know that when we take the show out on the road or at sea, as we are today, we always try to open the music a little differently with a nod to the locals. And that's actually Bobby Don't Bleep Me. There's certain words you can't say on radio. It's the name of the band. That was Hell's Gate Steel Band. They've been performing since 1945. They say they are the oldest steel band on the island of Antigua, and we experienced them on the ship. They actually came onto the ship back on the February itinerary, and that was terrific. So as Robert said, yes, we will be on the Quest in August, and we had a cruise in October and November of last year. That's the first time we actually had listeners traveling with us for an ocean cruise, and we agreed to do it again this year in August up in Alaska, and Dean, who's a personal cruise consultant with Seabourn, just told us there are only a few cabins left, so if you want to come experience a luxurious Seabourn cruise with us and visit parts of Alaska, this is the Inside Passage itinerary that some of the larger ships really can't get into. Just go to our show website today, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the link at the top of the homepage. It says, join us, book here, 2025 Seabourn Alaskan Cruise, and it's going to give you all the info you need.
Well, we love that last year sold out quickly. This is well on its way to selling out now from what we've been told, folks. There are two options for you to cruise. There's a 14-day option departing Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or a shorter 7-day option if you can't get away for the full 2 weeks. That's from Juneau. It will depart back to Vancouver on the August 15th. So today we are broadcasting from Seabourn Square. This is Deck 7 as the ship is in Grenada. This is an area where passengers come to enjoy the cafe. Earlier this week, we had Gerald Moslinger. He is a senior vice president. He was on the ship. We spent some time with him, and he reminded us that they actually roast coffee here on the ship, which, you know, coming from Seattle, it didn't surprise me. I love that Gerald brought that up to us, but they do, folks. I mean, how many cruise ships you think out there are roasting their own coffee? It's delicious. You'll hear that in the background throughout the show. It's also home to guest services, some shops, a great outdoor deck, and a lot more. So with that said, I do know that Rudy is getting ready. He's got a conversation coming up with Crystal Morgan with Seabourn. That's going to happen in the D block. And, Bobby, right now, all things are coming back well to you there in Dallas, yes, at the Network Command Center?
Yep, just a little jealous of y'all on your cruise over there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, Bobby, next anytime. Time, Bobby.
It's okay.
So I'm going to set the scene for all of you listening. So these are some of the places that we've visited between the cruise we did in February as well as this one this week. So we've been to St. Martin, Virgin Gorda, Guadeloupe, St. Kitts and Nevis, Barbados will be twice. St. Vincent and the Grenadines had a lovely swim in the sea and a lovely time at the beach there. Other Caribbean islands. And today, as Robert said, we're in Grenada. We're in St. George's. And some of you listening may recall the U.S. military operation that happened here in Grenada under President Ronald Reagan. That was a long time ago in 1983. The island has certainly come a long way. They're celebrating 51 years of independence this year. They are, you're going to find world-class resorts, beaches, award-winning beaches, boats, yachts. This is known as the Spice Isle, and we certainly had a fun time this morning off the ship purchasing cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger.
They were off early, very
all
early
growing
today.
Here. There's a rainforest here on the island. A lot of passengers are out river tubing today in the rainforest. But we've had a great week. We've enjoyed our time in the British Virgin Islands, St. Kitts and Nevis. We're going to cover that on the show today with you. And each of these islands really has their own personality and different places of interest. But one thing they all have in common is that we've had such wonderful weather. And the sea has
both
been
cruises.
Just a great temperature to swim in.
Listen, it's
beautiful
it's a great
turquoise
time
waters.
So, Mary, let's kind of set the scene a little bit for folks. I want to jump into the travel news. Let's do the travel polls
first. Do the polls?
Yeah, we'll do the polls.
All right.
And then if we have time, we'll do travel news roundtable.
Okay.
Thanks to all of you who voted in the latest polls that are right there on our website. Here are the results.
All right. So first question, what entices you most about Caribbean travel? 37% of you said you like to come to the Caribbean for the beaches and the water.
We're right there with you.
Yep. 23% of you said warm weather. That all makes sense. We're right there with you with that as well. 17% of you like to come for the food and the drinks. And then we had a tie for culture and people, 8% each, and 7% of you come for other things. I was thinking that might be for like diving, and you know, a lot of people come here for scuba diving.
No question. All right, question two that we asked, where are you more likely to spend your travel dollars in the Caribbean? First thing, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands won out 42% of you. 20% of you said the Bahamas. 17% of you said the British Virgin Islands. 12% of you said a Caribbean cruise. So after this show, we expect that number to go up pretty exponentially. The Dominican Republic and other finished at 5%. So new travel polls will be up on the show website. You can go check those out, rmworldtravel.com. And when you do, if you want to ask us a travel question or send along your comments, you can do that using the Contact Us tab. So there we are, Mary.
All right. To give all of you listening a quick idea of what's ahead today, you're going to hear from the captain and cruise director this hour. We're going to take you on an excursion to Soper's Hole in Tortola in the British Virgin Islands. We're going to talk about Carambola Beach. We'll have the guest services manager here on the show, and two Seabourn entertainers will join us live on air. And we're going to talk about some fun ways to spend your shipboard credits.
Yes, we
some
did.
Some unique experiences for sure.
Whiskey's involved, folks.
Yeah.
A few other things there as well. So no question. And then, Mary, we're going to take our microphones outside here, right outside towards the end of the show.
We're going to talk to some passengers, some fellow guests about their experiences. Yes.
All right. So there we are. Travel News Roundtable. I'm just going to hit real quick. Big news, obviously, Southwest Airlines. They continue to change that airline across the United States. Baggage fees now are coming unless you're an A-lister or a business fare. So there we are. That's the abbreviated version. Up next, the captain of the Seabourn Ovation returns to our national airwaves. Going to be joined by the cruise director as well. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise is back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is more aggressive than ever, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Get ahead of this with the experts at Tax Network USA. In fact, Tax Network USA has a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. But you need to move fast with April 15th coming. This is a free service and it's 100% confidential. Visit tnusa.com/carry or call 800-958-1000 or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
If your spine needs extra TLC or you have sleep issues, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And the best part, Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free and they ship right to your door. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. mattress that's just right for you. Go to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide for their big March Madness sale with free shipping in the U.S. helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Escape the madness that is March and get yourself some everyday earbuds by Raycon at buyraycon.com/carry. With active noise cancellation that drowns out the most maddening sounds, their everyday earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, for work, and really for everywhere in between. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity. And at just half the price of other premium brands, you're going to save some money. So go to buyraycon.com/carry, get 20% off the best-selling everyday earbuds, or visit rmworldtravel.com and just take a look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Let's go, America. Mary and I welcome all of you back to Grenada. We are broadcasting live from the Seabourn Ovation on this March 15th, all part of the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. Having a great time all week. And this portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
And when you think about what travel costs you and the challenges that you can face if or when something goes awry, packing a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry is one of the best things you can do for a successful trip.
Yes, it absolutely is. Why wouldn't you do it, folks? Listen, when you travel, you know, we all know things can go wrong. Travel Guard travel insurance plan can make things go right. Wherever your next adventure is, whether it's a long or short getaway, international or domestic, do what we do. Get covered at TravelGuard.com/carry or check out rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. Now we are very happy to welcome back to the show the captain of Seabourn Ovation, Captain Emilian Segon, and making his first appearance with us is Seabourn Ovation's cruise director, Ross Roberts.
Guys, listen, you have major responsibilities here on Seabourn Ovation. Mary and I are glad to have both of you here on set with us today. Thank you. Say hello to the 1.2 million Americans that we have tuned in right now across the United States.
Hello.
Or should I say howdy, y'all?
Well, it depends where you're talking. Listen, thank you very much, Ross. Ross is bringing her in. So now, you know, our Texas listeners
they're
right
going to love that.
They're going to love that. Yeah.
Again, our ratings just went up in Texas.
Or his name is Ross Roberts, folks. Okay, do not send the emails to Mary and me. Okay? So be aware of that. All right. So listen, Captain Emilian, we're going to begin with you. It was 126 days ago that you last joined us here in Seabourn Square. We did a little math before the show today. We had all of our show fans traveling with us then. We had a really good time. I recall we discussed your love of the sea, your pride of being a captain with Seabourn. This is now the third time that we've sailed with you. Each voyage has been incredibly calm. You know, you and the crew have navigated us from place to place. It's obvious to Mary and me that you have the respect of everybody on the ship. So I know we had dinner a few weeks ago when we were on the ship then. And you talked about how well you know these Caribbean waters. So talk right now about what do you enjoy about sailing in this part of the world, and what do you think makes it a great location for travelers to come experience?
Well, what can I say? I think that's the best place to be. What can be better than, you know, in January or February, you've got 28 degrees Celsius or 82 degrees Fahrenheit, right?
Right.
And on the top of that, of course, beautiful beaches, turquoise water, relaxing atmosphere. Or at least you are having this impression, and sometimes perhaps even too relaxing, you know, they are. But this is what the vacation is about, right?
Yes, it is. It's a good, yes. Right. But why is there anything else that you want to add to that about why people listening, maybe why they should consider a Caribbean cruise? Or are you going to just leave it as, hey, weather's great, and this is a great way to come experience it on a cruise?
Well, this is what I think. Every island is having something to offer, definitely, you know. This is what I enjoy the most, yeah, the weather and the beaches and the water. Yeah. And
We agree with you, Captain.
I think everybody listening agrees as well. Ross, Robert and I have enjoyed getting to know captains on all of our cruises and cruise directors over the years. And Chris Harley and Nick Martland are two that come to mind.
Yes.
Of course, Robert Brendan and Verity Brown and some others. But between the cruise we did with you just 2 weeks ago and this one here this week in the Caribbean, you really are in a different league. And I said I wasn't going to say it publicly, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. You are beloved by everyone on the ship, and I'd love to hear just a brief background. I'm just going to give you a cue. Brief background of your career. You've been with Seabourn 10 years, but you've been at sea for 20 years working in the industry.
Well, funnily enough, it made me laugh. You were just talking about the Ronald Reagan. You said a long time ago in 1983, that was the year I was born, and it made me feel very, very old. Well, it started, I think we've spoken about this before, but it started with my love of wanting to be on stage and wanting to perform from a young age. And I was one of those kids, and I'm sure everybody's got a relative like this, that would perform for their family at all family functions, or if there was a barbecue or a family birthday, it would always be, oh, Ross will sing a song, and then you do a performance in the front living room or wherever it may be. And so that started my love of performing. And in my very innocent brain when I was younger, I just thought, oh, why not do a job where you enjoy it rather than, you know, coming home and having a grumble or a moan about what happened during the day. And so that set me off on the path, and I got an audition to be in a cast in the singers and dancers and cast on a cruise ship. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to be my big chance. And I didn't get the job. But the lady who auditioned me liked what she saw, and she offered me the job of managing the team that I'd auditioned to be in. And so I took my first ever contract at sea and very, very quickly fell in love with all the different facets of the job.
Yeah. I mean, and you do cover so many things. So we're going to explore that a little bit in a moment. But, you know, Captain Amelia, to kind of go back to you, you know, Mary, you know, we enjoy taking our listeners behind the scenes on this show. We do that a lot when we travel on the Let's Go America tours. And it's to provide insider insights, if you will, into the various aspects of the world of travel. So on this ship, you do that by allowing the bridge tour. And, you know, your crew can actually show how you navigate us safely from place to place. So Seabourn Ovation can't hold the 1.2 million listeners or so that we have. Obviously, she's a small, sporty, luxury ship with a maximum of only 600 passengers. But I want you to explain to our show fans who have never cruised, you know, the level of safety that you and your officers deliver, the comfort and maneuverability that the ship provides, and how important making everyone feel that this is their home away from home, because you talk about that all the time.
Well, this ship is very well designed, first of all, right? So, you as you said, it's designed for 600 guests, but it's very spacious at the same time. She's got two bow thrusters, two stern thrusters, so it's very easy to maneuver regardless the weather. We can actually maneuver the ship in the very tiny places with relatively challenging weather. Of course, we never take any chances. Home away from home. From my perspective, obviously, being 3 months on board and then 3 months vacation and another 3 months, that gives you 6 months a year on board. It's naturally becoming your home away from home,
sure.
Right? But it's a great atmosphere as well. It's a fantastic working environment. I mean, among us, the crew, I've sailed with Ross quite a few times and many others. And with years, you become very friendly with guests because they are coming back to us. I know
them by name. Well, there's a sense of community, sense of family.
Yeah. Definitely it is.
And there is a sense of that we are all home and enjoying each other.
Yeah.
Ross, let's talk about how you create that environment. I know you wrote a book called A Day Never Ends If a Memory is Made. You do use that when you're hosting different events, that beautiful sentiment. Talk about some of whether it's the different activities on board. Trivia is always packed. But how are you making sure guests are having a great experience on board when they're on the ship?
Okay, first of all, all the crew help create the atmosphere on board in terms of, as Captain just said, making it feel friendly. And we train the crew to build personal relationships with the guests. So the next time that you come on board, or even here in the square, you know, Festus will remember our barista will remember your order from yesterday, and they'll go, oh, is it the soy oat milk latte.
And sometimes even from a past cruise, he'll remember.
Exactly, yeah. and that's part of the charm. So all the crew definitely build up the atmosphere on board. For us, what we try to do is offer a variety of events and activities and entertainment. So people, you'll get a crowd that will always come and see every single show, but that might not be the what everybody enjoys. So then we've got the option of our cocktail bar in the Solis bar. We've got our duo upstairs in the observation bar, and our band playing, our quartet and our band playing in the club. So there's always an option of something to do. And through those options, you then find your people, find your group. And after a couple of days, the ice breaks and people really start to find a group.
Kind of yeah.
So, Captain, I want to ask you really quick, and we're coming up on a hard break. We've got only about a minute and a half right now. So I need about a minute answer on this. And if we have to, we'll come back and we'll carry it over. Best decision you think you've made as a captain for Seabourn?
Many. And only good decisions, you know.
Yes, exactly.
But if you ask specifically, well, what occurs to me immediately is one of the crossings on Seabourn Odyssey years ago from Caribbean towards Europe. We had a big storm ahead of us, and we just went around, which was, of course, extra mileage and a little bit of a correspondence with the office because somebody needs to pay for the fuel. Yeah. But we avoided the bad weather, and the comfort was with us. Right?
All right, we're going to pick that up in a moment. So we're going to ask you both, Captain Emilian and Ross, to do something that we do not do on our Let's Go America Tour live remotes. We're going to hold you over. We knew going into this that we were going to need two segments for it, so we're going to do that. We're going to have you in our C block when we come back. So stand by, and we'll be right back after this bottom hour break. So right now, folks, we are going to throw things back to Dallas. Bobby's there running all things for us. Elon Musk's Starlink is working successfully to get us back to you so you can hear this show. That music tells us that we actually need to go to commercial break. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise live from Grenada is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
Here's some exciting news that you don't want to miss. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, is giving away $500 in cash to one lucky winner. And here's the best part. Everyone who enters is going to get a free one-year AMAC membership, which means access to exclusive travel discounts, including hotels and restaurants, benefits, and the kind of advocacy that you won't find anywhere else. So go to amac.us/carry and enter the sweepstakes. Totally free to enter, and the deadline is March 31st. amac.us/carry or visit armworldtravel.com under sponsors. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, and Let's Go America. We are in Grenada aboard Seabourn Ovation. Thanks for being part of today's broadcast. Mary and I are traveling this week on the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. This is the C Block with the captain and the cruise director, and we're sponsored by Colette.
And if you love to travel like we do, but you don't enjoy all the travel planning, we recommend going guided with Colette. They're going to seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences for you, so you get to delight in your destination without all that stress of making all those travel plans.
You know, Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate in all seven continents, so go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them. You can go to Colette.com for more information and show savings, or check out rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now our conversation with Seabourn Captain Emilian Segan and Cruise Director Ross Roberts continues.
All right, everybody give the Captain and our Cruise Director a round of applause. Absolutely, exactly.
Stop.
He's blushing.
All right, so Captain Emilian, we're going to start with you again. So, you know, there are so many different experiences travelers will have on a ship, you know, as well as, you know, when they're off for excursion. excursions or special activities. Most passengers will always enjoy a great time on a seaborne cruise, but we all know things can still happen, and, you know, when we travel, right? So every situation is different. I know you have built-in protocols that you try to follow when things go awry, but if a passenger's luggage doesn't arrive at the airport and it has to catch up to the ship, maybe it's the weather-related issue, which you talked a little bit about just in the last segment, or B block, you know, where you have to decide to bypass a port. Or maybe some passengers are late returning from an excursion. How do you and the crew make decisions on when to move to Plan B or Plan C?
Well, you know, it starts with the fact that if it's our tour organized by us, then we are kind of obliged to wait, right, if there is any delay. And the same with luggage. If it's door-to-door service, then we do our best. Apparently, my responsibility is to follow itinerary. So there is a speed required, and if we sail late, then we might be not able to arrive on time the next destination, right? But in general, these decisions are made on the spot. And the most important, I think, in here is if we have a contact with the guest who is late, for example, delayed. If we can contact and we know what is coming towards us, then based on that, we can delay the departure and et cetera.
And what you just said, very important, again, if the tours are booked through the cruise line or you're working through the cruise line, you have an obligation. If you don't, you're doing something on your own, the ship may leave.
Important to know.
It's a long swim to the next island.
Yes, and nobody wants to be a runner when other people are looking. Hurry up, get to the ship. Ross, when Robert and I are asked about things that we love, you know, cruising with Seabourn. It's very difficult to answer that. Of course, it's the fine quality food. It's the spa, the excursions. It really comes down to the crew and the people that we meet, the fellow passengers. Yeah. But the level of entertainment offered on Seabourn is fantastic. And Ritz-Carlton, for example, okay, they have no produced entertainment, which I think people should know. Yeah. Talk with us about the relationship with Belinda King Productions and some of the new offerings coming via Seabourn 6.
Yeah, so on board, I think this is a general thing that a lot of people think that the smaller the ship, that there won't be as much entertainment. But we try to offer as much entertainment in the venues that we have. And I think we have a very strong package within the market. And that is partly due to the fantastic partnership we've had for many years now with Belinda King Productions. And so she's an industry leader in producing shows that are specifically designed for different clientele, for different cruise ships around the world. Her partnership with Seabourn has been a long-running one. And our new concept that we're bringing in is we have an in-house team of six performers, and at the moment that's been split over the last few years with four singers and two dancers. As now our new product, which will be the Seabourn 6, that will mean we will now have six singer dancers, so all of them will sing
combined,
all of them will dance. And we've done this to lead the way, really, to continuously be industry leaders in this area. And Belinda's fantastic at what she's done. She's put together an incredible program of shows, each one again with a strong theme, as what we've always had. So at the moment there's still a musical show, there's still a genre specific show. We have a Skyline show, a Better Together show, which celebrates all different bands over the decades.
So we're looking forward to seeing that. We'll see that on Quest when our show fans join us. But something, you know, 2 weeks ago we were on the cruise, Dana Monique was here. She's actually adjusting her schedule. She's working with corporate to try to join us on that Alaskan cruise in August. So for show fans. But, you know, rather than ask you another question, I'm going to instead give you the opportunity to talk directly to America right now. Okay. First, I want you to share with them the different type of ships there are in life. And then both of you, and we've got about a minute on this, offer up some of your reasons for them to come join us in Alaska or any seaborne cruise. So Ross, go first. Talk about the ships first.
Well, the difference with Seabourn is several differences, but the first is I feel that the ship is also a destination for the guests. So if you don't want to go off in the day, maybe you've visited Grenada before, but you can still enjoy the ship and the facilities we have on board. So that's one massive plus.
Well, but you also have a funny line to that, though, the type of ships that you like to do at your presentations, as far as we all know there are French ships and there are different types of ships.
There are tall ships, there are small ships, and there are ships that sail the sea, but the best ships are Seabourn
ships.
Everybody here agrees with that, yes?
Yes, we've learned.
And may they always be. I've always said in life there are a few basic human rights. There's food, laughter, and a future deposit.
We're
going
to have to leave
cruise.
It right there with both of you right now. So thank you both. Captain Amelia,
thank
we're going to hold you. I'm sorry. We're going to have to go to a commercial break on that.
Yeah.
But both, thank you very much for joining us today on set. We really appreciate that. Captain, it's been great getting to know you personally. Ross, we've had such a delight with you.
Thank you very much.
All right. As we get ready to take a sponsor's break, Bobby's going to patch Rudy in as he talks to Seabourn's Crystal Morgan next. And then Robert and I are going to share a signature moment with you from Carambola Beach that we hope you all get to experience at some point. Stay with us, everyone. Don't go anywhere.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here. This week, you hear us on the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with show partner Seabourn. Well, how would you like to travel with Mary and me and experience a Seabourn cruise for yourself? You can do that right now if you go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, and click on the link that says, Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. This August, we're going to be cruising on the Seabourn Quest in Alaska. You can book with us to enjoy a full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th that'll bring us back to Vancouver, Canada. Space is limited. Right now, you can get all the information again on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. When you book, you're going to receive a complimentary two-category veranda suite upgrade, plus save $2,000 on a penthouse or premium suite, or $1,000 on all veranda suites, which are oceanfront. rmworldtravel.com, click on Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and secure your spot with us for what's going to be a trip of a lifetime and so much fun. Book this today, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know Robert and Mary rave about the results they've experienced using this terrific product. What's the unhealthiest meal, maybe a snack or dessert that you've eaten lately? Busy schedules make eating 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day nearly impossible. Not a single one of us really eats healthy every single meal, which is why doctors created Field of Greens. This is a simple addition to make part of your life. Enjoying a delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable is doctor selected for a heart for heart healthy, lungs and kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. We also love the energy we get from it. Now, even when a cheat day happens or you're enjoying all the great food on a Seabourn cruise, as I suspect Robert and Mary are doing today, you can enjoy dining guilt-free because Field of Greens is working for you. As a show fan, just use the promo code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, at fieldofgreens.com, and you'll save 20%. Or there's a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you're a regular listener of the show, you know this isn't the first Seabourn sailing that Robert and Mary have enjoyed. We've partnered with Seabourn since 2017 and enjoyed that strong relationship ever since. Crystal Morgan is the Senior Director of Deployment and Itinerary Planning, which I always think sounds like a military title. Senior Director of Deployment and Itinerary Planning with Seabourn Cruises. Crystal, welcome to the show. You know, I know that Seabourn has another one planned with Robert and Mary in Alaska coming up in the fall. And if you as a listener want to know more about that, just go to armworldtravel.com and you'll find a link. It's about 70% sold out, so move now. Okay, Alaska. Why is Seabourn a different experience than, say, sailing with a larger ship?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking that question. What's great about our small ship in Alaska is that we're able to take the small ship to smaller destinations and cruise through parts of the region that the larger ships can't go to. In addition, we take some of our expedition team on board the itineraries with us, and some of the stops we make along the way, the team are able to offer Zodiac and kayaking excursions, so you get a little bit more up and personal and closer to the wildlife and some of the scenery in the region. So if you've been to Alaska before on a larger ship or even with Seabourn before, it's still a great experience because you really get a little bit more up and close and personal to the region. In fact, I'll be going this year as well. I think I'll be there right before you guys go on your cruise. I'm really looking forward to it. And there's some scenic cruising that we're able to do on the southbound itinerary from Juneau down to Vancouver, where we're able to get into Grenville Channel and Princess Royal Channel. Some of this region only smaller ships can get into. So instead of just being at sea, we're able to view some of the beautiful scenery that this region is known for.
Well, I know it's the Caribbean is always a popular destination for Americans in the winter, and I live in Minnesota, so it's still winter. Just give me a couple things, two or three things you love about the Caribbean.
Well, I am a scuba diver, so anytime I'm in the Caribbean, I love to be under the water, and so I love seeing all the coral and the fish. In addition, for Seabourn, the caviar and the surf at Carambola Beach is legendary, and we try to put that on most of our itineraries when we're down in that part of the region as well, and off of St. Kitts.
Wave season is a popular time to get deals on cruises, but that ends the end of March, so you might want to look quickly for that. But I know that you... Seabourn is going to host Robert and Mary on one of their Northeast cruises in the fall, which is available for booking now. What is a Northeast cruise?
Yeah, those are our typical Canada, New England fall foliage itineraries that sail between New York and Montreal. Perfectly timed at that time of the year to get that crisp weather. I know you said you like the warm weather, but this is a beautiful part of the world. Hopefully you'll see the fall colors. Great ports, great itineraries.
And how long is a Northeast itinerary? Is this a few days or is it a week or a couple weeks?
12 days.
And it's obviously time for fall leaves. That's the attraction, right?
Yes.
How long have you been in this particular job at Seabourn?
At Seabourn for about 2 years. And prior to that, I was with another cruise line doing the same job for about another 25 years. So I've been doing this for a while.
And I know Seabourn's also made a major investment in expedition cruising. Can you give us one sentence on what an expedition cruise is?
So an expedition cruise is a lot more adventurous, and they're specifically designed to hit all of those corners of the world that our typical cruise passengers don't get to see on a typical cruise. So think Antarctica, the Arctic, Greenland, Kimberley Coast on the Australia, on the western side of Australia. But what's beautiful about our expedition ships is that you're still doing that in full luxury.
You can find more information at Seabourn.com. And Seabourn, by the way, is spelled S-E-A-B-O-U-R-N. My guest, Crystal, is Crystal Morgan, is the Senior Director of Deployment and Itinerary Planning. Crystal, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. We hope to see you out there.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America, and welcome back to Grenada. Mary and I are coming to you live from Deck 7 in Seabourn Square aboard the Seabourn Ovation. And today's e-block is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with over 200 resorts in places like right here in the Caribbean, New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features, but resort-style amenities you're still going to get.
Wherever travel takes you, folks, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, when we agree to take our show out of the studio for these big Let's Go America tours and events, each day we always try to immerse in various activities. And when you travel with Seabourn, they like to surprise you with signature moments. We've certainly had our share of them over the years. Just last segment, Crystal Morgan mentioned with Rudy the Carambola Beach Day on St. Kitts. It includes caviar and the surf. Thierry Tholen is the hotel director on this cruise. He was also an executive chef prior to moving to the hotel side of the ship, and that made him the perfect person to share this special beach day with you. Here's some of our conversation with Thierry.
Thierry, listen, we really appreciate you joining us today. You are a busy man for sure. What an experience that's offered here on Carambola Beach. I recall you sharing with us that about 80% of the passengers, you know, they might get off the ship for today's event. This is the signature Seabourn event. I don't understand why everybody doesn't get off, frankly. It's such a great day. Let's start with some of the other numbers. How much food, how much champagne, you've got lobster, all of that. And then I want to let everybody know, the crew and culinary team, they have to move everything off the ship by tender, bring it all back. So get into some of the numbers for us.
So yes, Carambola Beach is always what we call a signature Seabourn moment. So we start the preparation the night before. So the chef prepare the food, everything is stored. We do all the equipment storage. And then on the morning of Carambola at around 7 o'clock is when the first tender come, and then the crew start to load everything. So by 8 o'clock in the morning, so we have approximately 20-25 crew members that will load everything. So our skipping department, for example, we load over 800 beach towels, the stand, wow, the table. Then the bar department, we load all the container, the ice, the drink, the sure, champagne, the soft drink, the table as well, because the bar.
And how much like that? How much champagne? How much lobster?
Well, we use only from 12 to 12:30 when we serve the caviar and the champagne. We will have approximately 80 bottles of champagne to be served, and we will go through two tins of caviar, 1.2 kilos. So it's almost 2.4 kilos of caviar served only in half an hour. For the guests that do not wish to get in the water, we go a turnaround and we offer caviar as well on a small canapé. So it's a huge operation.
It absolutely is, and all we have to do as passengers and guests is just show up. So thank you for all that hard work, because it really is so much fun. But besides wading into the water to enjoy the caviar and the champagne from you and the team, of course that's a lot of fun. There's a massive tent where the barbecue is held. I mean, chefs are cooking left and right. You've got lobsters on the grill, but you've got steaks going, surf and turf. Talk a little bit about all the other food that the guests are enjoying.
So we don't, we don't serve only the caviar and the lobster. We have, like you just mentioned, hot dog, burger, food, salad, steak. We even have blinis and even gluten-free item for some of the guests. We have full pastry dessert, approximately 20 or 25 different cakes. Of course, all the drink goes with that. And working there, I would say during the service time, we do approximately 500 guests. And it goes from 12 until 3 o'clock. Everybody has a lunch and everybody enjoy.
Well, I enjoy the ribs as well. That is something. This has been a great day for sure. All right, so then we have the other part of the day. We've just had the barbecue. Now we're getting in to enjoy the whole beach day that's going on here. All the water sports. That's something that we really appreciate about Seabourn, because, you know, the ship, you can have marina day in certain parts of the world. But here you've got a beach day that's going on. Talk a little bit about that. Mary and I, we enjoyed being pulled around on the couch by the speedboat. You've got a banana boat, snorkeling. So go into some of those items with us.
So the entertainment team is, so the staff captain goes, and the entertainment team are the one responsible for the water activity. So guests have to sign it so they can do snorkeling, the banana boat, the coach, and it's a very nice event. We do offer as well the spa is coming with a table, and we offer complimentary massage on the beach as well. And then if anything's happened hoping for the best. We even have the medical team there. The doctor, you know, sometimes guests have a little cut, a scratch. So we offer the full service. Whatever is on board the ship, we move everything on the beach for the day to offer to the guests. And like I said, approximately 500 guests go there. 80 to 90% of the guests will go and enjoy our service and hospitality.
So basically, you are, like you said, you're bringing the entire operations that people expect on the ship to this large beach.
That's correct. So during lunchtime, only the earth and ocean will be, or the patio will be open. We close the colonnade, and we are bringing everyone outside.
And then I do want to let folks know again, you know, as we kind of stand here on the beach, having enjoyed this great day and getting ready for some of the water sports, if folks want to just swim, if they can do that. If they just want to enjoy the beach, all of the beach chairs and so forth, you want to go for a long walk, that's available. You don't have to partake. You can do your own thing as well, right?
That's correct. We even have a security that makes sure the beach and the area are only for seaborne, because we realize in the past that some guests from other cruise line try to sneak in and to enjoy our free food and champagne and caviar. So we even have security. This is exclusive for Seabourn.
Well, Thierry, it is a first-class operation, and everyone we were socializing with today all had a great time. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We know you're busy, but thanks for sharing some of Carambola Beach. Thank you so much, and congratulations on 30 years you're celebrating at sea.
Thank you very much. Yes, I went for one contract 30 years ago, and here we are now, Carambola Beach.
Okay. Take care. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Listen, great day, folks. We just really hope you all get to experience it at some point. That's going to be how we're going to wrap Hour 1 today. Hour 2 is going to begin in a few minutes. We're going to have some of the entertainers on Seaboard Ovation join us here live on set. We're going to have the guest services manager. We'll do an off-road excursion on the British Virgin Islands, talk to some of the passengers. All straight ahead, folks. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise live from Grenada continues after these top of the hour messages. Keep those radios locked in or catch the show through our Listen Live button or through our archives at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.